Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.
We know that the world of AI and tech can be very cutthroat, and today I'm bringing you some news of a juicy new battle that is happening between Meta and OpenAI. Essentially, Meta is challenging OpenAI and kind of sabotaging it with a open source code generating AI, which is code Llama. So today on the podcast, we're going to be diving into what is happening here, what I expect will happen in the future with this, and the implications for the industry. So I think in the rapidly evolving landscape of AI-driven coding tools, Meta is really gearing up to unveil a massive software update that essentially autonomously generates programming code, right? Similar to something you would try to get ChatGPT-4 to do, which it is capable of. And it's, you know, a lot of people are actually paying the premium price for GPT-4, ChatGPT Premium, to actually get these capabilities of having it able to generate code. So this move places Meta on a collision course with the powerhouse OpenAI and Google, right? Both of these players are looking at this space, and now it looks like Meta is coming into the space as well. The new offering is called Code Llama, and it's projected to debut at an open source alternative. So it's essentially going to be an open source alternative to what we currently have. Insiders have hinted at a possible launch within the upcoming week, so definitely keep your eyes peeled for this. And this is recently detailed in a report by The Information. So such a launch strategically positions Code Llama to rival the prowess of OpenAI's celebrated Codex model. And I think that, you know, this really is, today is really a new dawn for AI development, what we're seeing in the industry today, drawing from the foundation of, you know, Meta's rather well-regarded Llama 2 software. Code Llama essentially is emerging as the next step in AI's evolution. So Llama 2, with its capabilities in understanding and generating conversational text, has already set a pretty solid precedent. Its open source nature has enabled businesses to develop AI applications, breaking free from the, you know, you could call it the constraints of premium offerings. You know, we have people like OpenAI, Google, Microsoft that all are spearheading those. And Meta's latest venture now, Code Llama, is set to, I think, really further disrupt the AI paradigm. So the tool is designed to facilitate the development of AI assistants that offer real-time coding suggestions to developers. And this enhancement in coding productivity might potentially shift users away from paid tools such as Microsoft's GitHub Copilot, which leverages OpenAI's Codex for its operations. And I think it might directly cut into Microsoft's profits, into OpenAI's profits, and others. And this is, again, an open source project. So arguably anyone could use it for free, depending on the licensing they come up with here. But let's do a little bit of a deep dive into Meta's AI ambition. So I think Meta's interests span far beyond its, you know, colossal social media footprint, right? They got Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp, and they're really kind of excelling there, but we have seen them make a lot of moves in the AI space. And I think a big part of this is they want to release a lot of research. They want to release a lot of open source projects. It's not really tied directly to their revenue. So they put these things out there so they can keep top talent from AI firms on there so that they can develop some really incredible AI solutions. I think the company has consistently been at the forefront of cutting edge AI research and initiatives. This is obviously a testament with the unveiling of Llama, which is an AI model in February, which essentially exhibited capabilities on par with OpenAI's GPT-3 at the time. Now, of course, we've moved a little further down the line, but I think it's worth highlighting that Llama's open source nature is leading to the birth of enhanced open source language models like Alpaca and Vukaina, And really building on this momentum, in July, we saw Meta roll out an improved version, which was Llama 2. And it was designed with a commercial license for business needs, which is really nice because the first version was didn't have that commercial license. And so it was kind of, you know, like essentially would have been a dud. But if we're kind of looking at what Meta has to do here, this isn't exactly an easy task because really they're straddling innovation and revenue, right? Because right now, Meta's, you know, notoriously losing money for their metaverse play that they, you know, maybe they'll be successful, but they really have tried. They purchased Oculus. They spent billions and billions of dollars building out a metaverse, which has very few users in it. And so I think all things considered, Meta definitely has to watch where they're spending money. And so I think it is interesting that they're doing a lot of these open source and AI plays that are not directly contributing to their bottom line. And so I'm curious to see what investors are thinking about this. But I will say one thing it is definitely doing is giving them it's buying them a lot of goodwill in the open source and also the AI community for coming out with this. So for Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, AI investments, I think, are top of mind. He shared his enthusiasm in June saying, quote, "We continue to see strong engagement across our apps, and we have the most exciting roadmap I've seen in a while with Llama 2, Threads, Reels, new AI products in the pipeline, and the launch of Quest 3 this fall." So obviously Mark Zuckerberg is very optimistic about the products that they have coming out. And he literally outlines Llama 2 as one of like the big products of the year, one of the big things they're focusing on and they're excited about. So I think despite, you know, the emphasis on efficiency, AI and virtual reality endeavors have racked up a lot of expenses for Meta. The company revealed that 2023's total expenses might hover between $88 billion to $91 billion, which definitely exceeded initial estimates. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see where exactly this goes and how much of profit this is going to eat into. And more importantly, you know, how Zuckerberg plans on monetizing these AI initiatives in the future, or if he does, right? This is going to be a big area a lot of people are following. So this is definitely something we will keep you updated and dive into more in the future. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.